on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Minister Charlie McConnellogue has had discussions with officials from Donegal County Council today to ensure that storage and accommodation grants are paid to people in dangerous defective block properties next week. A diner in Donegal was issued a closure notice last month after a dead mouse was found in a trap at the rear of the kitchen. The former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall will be brought before the Special Criminal Court on Monday to testify against Gerry de Monk Hutch. Doctors have been inundated with demands for antibiotics, which is contributing to a medicine shortage. We'll hear from a local GP who chairs the IMO's GP committee. Later in the bulletin, Oisin's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the issue of defective blocks. And Minister Charlie McConnellogue has had discussions today with officials from Donegal County Council in a bit to ensure that storage and accommodation grants are paid to people in dangerous defective block properties next week. Last night, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien confirmed the €15,000 alternative accommodation and €5,000 storage payments will be delivered by Donegal County Council. A protest which was to have taken place today in Carndonagh was cancelled following the announcement. A diner in Donegal was issued with a closure notice after a dead mouse was found in a trap at the rear of the kitchen last month. With more detail, here's Emma Ryan.
During an inspection at the waterfront diner Dundee St Johnson, a dead mouse was found in a trap underneath shelving used for storing food and equipment at the rear of the kitchen. Fresh mouse droppings were also noted in this area. A report into the inspection stated adequate procedures were not in place to deal with pests gaining entry to the premises. The Food Safety Authority says the conditions led to a serious risk of food being contaminated with pathogenic bacteria, likely to render the food unfit for human consumption. The FSA served the order on November 2nd and it was lifted 2 days later with the issues resolved.
Former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall is to be brought before the Special Criminal Court on Monday to testify against Gerry the Monk Hutch. The non-jury court heard today he's still being assessed for the witness protection programme, but Mr Hutch is anxious for the trial to continue. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has more.
Gerry Hutch denies murdering David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin. Jonathan Dowdall was due to stand trial for murder too, but the charge against him was dropped and he's now serving a 4-year sentence for providing the criminal organisation behind the murder with a key card to a room at the hotel. He claims Mr Hutch confessed his direct involvement to him and is willing to take the stand to give evidence. The defence claimed he only agreed to do so in exchange for having the charge dropped. The prosecution disagreed and the judges saw no unfairness in allowing him to be called. However, it was confirmed today that he's still being assessed for the witness protection programme. The defence indicated that could be an issue, but Mr Hutch is anxious for his trial to proceed, so he doesn't want to delay things any further. As it stands, Jonathan Dowdall will take the stand on Monday. Frank Graney at the Special Criminal Court.
Doctors have been inundated with demands for antibiotics and that's contributing to a medicine shortage, according to the Irish Medical Organisation. It comes as the Irish Pharmacy Union reports 4 antibiotics containing penicillin are out of stock. Stranraer-based Dr Dennis McCauley chairs the IMO's GP committee. He says concerns around strep A and RSV are adding to demand.
There has been a lot of discussion that equates a sore throat directly with the need for an antibiotic, and this has caused confusion and I think has led to a lot of presentations of early viral illnesses to which has caused the prescription of more antibiotics than one would have liked to have given.
165 new dwellings were granted planning permission in Donegal in the third quarter of this year. According to figures released today by the CSO, a total of 342 building projects were granted planning permission in the period from July to September. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
In Donegal, 165 new homes were granted planning permission with 65 other construction projects approved. 89 extensions were approved while 23 alterations and conversions were also granted approval. approval by the council. In the second quarter of 2022, the border region Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim, Monaghan and Cavan recorded the second lowest number of apartments granted planning permission at 44. Nationally, the number of dwelling units granted planning permission in quarter three of this year was 6,743 units, a decrease of 41% compared to last year. The number of houses granted planning permission fell slightly by 0.1% on an annual basis to 4,396 housing units, while in contrast there was a large decline of almost 67% in apartment approvals to 2,347 units.
Police in Derry are urging people to help break what they're calling the cycle of abuse against innocent children. It's after a 53-year-old man from the Derry area was sentenced at Coleraine Crown Court for sexual communication with a child, making and possessing indecent photographs of children and possession of prohibited images. Peter McGowan will serve 6 months in prison and 6 months on licence, as well as being placed on the Sex Offenders Register for 10 years and subjected to a sexual offences prevention order for 7 years. Foyle Ireland today launched a destination experience plan for the Inishowen Peninsula, laying out how it hopes to grow tourism in the area over the next 3 to 5 years. It comes as significant funding was announced this week under the Shared Island Initiative for the linking of the Causeway Coastal Route in counties Derry and Antrim with the Wild Atlantic Way. Foyle Ireland's Joan Crawford says major projects are being highlighted in Inishowen, including Malin Head and Fort Dunree, where significant developments are already underway. She says 5 projects in all are being prioritised.
We've called out 5 catalyst projects that we want to deliver in the lifetime of the plan, and that is Fort Dunree, Malin Head, the Northwest Greenway. We want to create creative hubs. There's a wealth of creative industry up there in Inishowen, and we want to create an Inishowen Blue Way around the peninsula. We know that Malin Head has been getting a wealth of visitor numbers. Like the numbers this year were around 92,000. At its peak back in 2019, they were up at 180,000. But our research was showing us that they were only staying 26 minutes in the area and they were turning around and leaving. So our job in this plan is to ensure we get people to come to Inishowen, stay longer, spend more and create new jobs in the area. If we look, for instance, the money that's going to be invested in Fort Dunree, that $12.5 million, that'll create 550 additional jobs in the area and 12 additional jobs in the attraction alone.
We also got confirmation from the Taoiseach's office this week that under the Shared Island Initiative, the Causeway Coast in Northern Ireland will join with the Wild Atlantic Way, and obviously Inishowen particularly well placed to benefit from that.
$7.5 million to connect the Causeway Coast and the Wild Atlantic Way in such a way that it motivates the visitor to come and stay longer. That money is going to look at developing discovery point development, destination development, looking at that online booking experience. We have a wealth of small, medium enterprises who do not have that book online visibility, and that's something that we really want to work with. And we'll be looking at the development of cross-border promotional content. The overseas international visitor does not see a border. So we have a great opportunity to make this project work.
And that was Joan Crawford from Foyle Ireland speaking to us about the launch of that plan in Inishowen. A local councillor believes the plan for the 5 new surgical hubs will greatly benefit the people of Donegal, despite the fact that none of the hubs are to be located in the northwest. Plans are in the early stages for the creation of the surgical hubs in Cork, Galway, Limerick, Waterford and Dublin. Concerns have been raised that Donegal and the northwest have been excluded and that the hubs will lead to more patients having to travel for treatment. However, on today's 9 till noon show, Councillor Kieran Brogan said he believes the new hubs will take the pressure off health centres.
I think it'd be kind of fair to say that nobody will benefit more than the people of Donegal if this does happen, because a lot of our patients in Donegal are being referred to Dublin and Galway an awful lot anyway, and that the places in Galway and Dublin are capacity and with their own people, so new facilities there will take the pressure off immediately. We had a meeting recently in Donegal where the health minister visited the county and opened the new primary care centre in Buncrana, which is a top class state of the art. A facility over the new primary care centre in Newton Cunningham and visited. We had a very constructive and positive meeting. There's challenges in the northwest and in Donegal with recruitment, but I think we need to try and make it as attractive as possible to get additional quality surgeons to the Northwest, and I think that's something that the Minister committed to look at.
Yeah, but this plan doesn't really set that out as such, does it? Like, is the reality that people listening today are going to have to accept part of living in the Northwest, the health taxes, having to travel for that treatment?
Well, one of the things that we discussed with the Minister when he was here was the whole Northwest City region, the relationship we've had with Alton Galvin Hospital, where the government has funded the cancer care services there. In the last number of years now, the cardiology services in Alton Galvin have been a huge benefit, because people who have a cardiac arrest in Donegal can be flown to Alton Galvin and have it done instead of Galway or Dublin. So I think we need to look at this as a region, and the new medical school at McGee as well now will allow us to allow many young ones who've gone into medicine to train at the college in McGee, and maybe us maintain our own talent within the region.
Councillor Kieran Brogan there speaking to Greg Hughes. The Crossroads in Killigordon Enterprise Centre is to receive €300,000. The money's been confirmed under the Community Centre Investment Grant Fund. The money will make the centre one of the most sustainable in the country, with the provision of new windows and doors and the installation of solar panels and heat pumps. Its Mers residents on Tory Island are once again to be left without a nurse. Next week, there'll be no provision in place on the island for a number of days. Local councillor Micheál Cullum-Glasbeg says this ongoing issue is totally unacceptable. He says the HSE urgently needs to address the issue.
Here we have yet again another situation where the well-being of the community isn't being looked after by the government or the HSE. We have a situation where a number of people at the moment are in hospital, unfortunately, and we're due to come home today. The people who are coming home today and others on the island depend heavily that there's some full service on the island.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy's Sports Letterkenny. For the perfect leisure wear present this Christmas, check out the Donegal GAA Peak Range, in-store and online at Michael Murphy sports.ie, with something for all the family.
5:15. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with the World Cup. They're at halftime and extra time in the World Cup quarterfinal meeting between Brazil and Croatia. And it's the South American side that lead by a 0-0. Neymar scoring for Brazil just a minute before the end of the first period of extra time to put Brazil in the driving seat in that tie. The second last 8 tie of the day kicks off at 7 o'clock this evening. It's a big one as well. Argentina are facing the Netherlands for a place in the semi-finals. England manager Gareth Southgate says he has yet to decide if Raheem Sterling can be involved in tomorrow's quarter-final with France. The Chelsea forwards back in Qatar having returned to the UK following a break-in at his home last weekend. Liverpool winger Luis Diaz has suffered a setback in his recovery from a knee injury. The Colombian international is flying back to the UK from the club's training camp in Dubai and is set to undergo further assessments. Keith Cowan's term at Drogheda United has come to an end. The former Finn Harps captain spent one season with the Drogs after spells in the Irish League with Glentoran and Dungannon Swifts. Cowan helped Drogheda to 8th in the Premier Division standings this season. In the Irish League, the Premiership games for the weekend starts tonight. Coleraine are taking on Crusaders. That one starts at 7:45. In the Ulster Senior Cup, Bunnaggy United are playing Letterkenny Rovers this evening. That one's due to kick off at the Dry Arch Park at 7:30. That game is going ahead at the moment. Also, as we know, going ahead, Rathmullen Celtic against Fannage United and Kilmacrenan Celtic against KJ Rovers in the Donegal League Brian McCormick Cup. Those games are starting at Ballyaran Carrick Boyle at 7:30 and 8 o'clock respectively. The Republic of Ireland women's team have climbed to a high of 23rd in the latest FIFA World Rankings. Vera Pugh's team qualified for a first World Cup back in the month of October. In Gaelic games, Rory Brennan is stepping away from the Tyrone senior panel. The Trullic man made 81 appearances, scoring a total of 217 for the Red Hand County. He made his debut against Armagh in the McKenna Cup back in 2015. Now, Glen's Emmett Bradley says they know how difficult a challenge they are facing this Sunday when they take on defending champions Kilcoo in the AIB Ulster Senior Football Club Championship Final. The two-in-a-row Derry champions meet the Down outfit at the Athletic Grounds in Armagh on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Glen have beaten Errigal Kieran of Tyrone and Antrim's Cargan in the provincial campaign so far this season, and Bradley feels they'll need to improve if they are to have a chance of beating Kilcoo.
off the back of the Down campaign this year, you know, they've probably went from strength to strength moving through Ulster. And we know that they're, you know, how formidable an outfit that they are. You know, they've reached the last two All-Ireland finals and they've proven, as I say, they can win at that level. We know that we had two huge tests in Ulster this year so far. We probably haven't done ourselves justice over the course of the 60 minutes, but we showed plenty of determination to finish strong and get over the line against them teams. And that'll stand well to us again moving into this game. But we know that we really need to improve and we need to be at our best to have a crack and give ourselves a chance against Kilkenny.
In rugby, Ian Henderson and John Cooney will both miss Ulster's Champions Cup trip to Sale on Sunday. Nathan Doak comes in for Cooney at scrum half to start with Billy Burns in the halfbacks, with Jacob Stockdale named on the left wing. And the Champions Cup gets up and running this evening. London Irish face Montpellier in Pool B. That one gets underway at 8 o'clock. In athletics, four North West athletes will be running in Turin, Italy on Sunday in the European Cross Country Championships. Letterkenny's Anne-Marie McGlynn and Fun Valley Trio, Eilish and Roisin Flanagan and Sean McGinley, headed off today with the Irish team going to Italy and hoping to perform well in an Irish vest. The women's team lead this weekend is Letterkenny's Teresa McDade.
There's something about European cross country, it's a kind of special competition and it's all endurance and it's all very like-minded people, so it's actually a really good event to be involved in, full stop. And again, of course, moving on from Dublin last year, maybe managing expectations, maybe, yeah. Certainly, and the thing about it, but we're certainly very excited and looking at a successful Eurocross.
Third in the medal table last year. You're carrying that into this year. Do you expect, how difficult is it going to be even to match that?
Well, I think, to be fair, I think all the athletes have all moved on since then, sort of thing. Like, and again, first of all, third in the medal table, my God of almighty, where do we ever think we would be that up with some of the massive big countries? So it's a big step and it's a big, you know, big shoes to fill. But I do think we're in a better position than we were last year. We had a high performance meeting there last week and we looked at a possible 7 medal opportunities.
In golf, Gary Hurley and Tom McKibben are both safely through to the weekend at the Alfred Dunhill Championship in South Africa. They're 3 under par with the cut at 1 under. John Murphy finished on 3 over. Scott Jameson of Scotland is the leader at 13 under par. And in racing, the cold weather has already claimed one race meeting this coming weekend. Navan's scheduled card for tomorrow, Saturday, has been called off. And that's your sport, Donal. We'll have more for you tomorrow afternoon following the 3 o'clock news.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisin, concerns have been raised over the condition of one of the busiest roads in Inishowen. The Slab Road connects Burnfoot with the main Derry to Letterkenny Road. Donegal County Council has been encouraging people to travel via Bridge End and to avoid the route if possible. Councillor Jack Murray says while it's one of the busiest roads in Inishowen, it has deteriorated greatly in recent years. Now he says it does pose serious concerns.
I'm worried about the safety of the Slab Road. It's obviously the main road between the two biggest towns of Donegal, being Buncrana and Letterkenny. Often I know that the council try and encourage people travelling that route to go to through Bridge End and go the longer way, but I just don't think it's realistic. People will always take that road while it's there. So I've been encouraging the council to look at the prospects of widening that road, getting a line to divide the traffic on that road, and maybe in the long term get that road lit up, because it is, in these dark nights, such a busy road, it's quite dangerous without the white line dividing it. So I hope that this can be looked at. I know the council are looking at resurfacing it, so I think if we can get that funding, then we should be looking at getting the white line up the middle of the road.
A Midlands Northwest MEP believes Ireland is not doing enough to combat child trafficking and criminal exploitation. Maria Walsh is welcoming a European Commission anti-trafficking directive this week, which outlines requirements for member states, including actions to discourage and reduce the demand for trafficking, as well as increased awareness. At present, Ireland is tier 2 on the US watch list for human trafficking. Maria Walsh says child exploitation is a huge issue here.
We fundamentally have to come to the table and make sure our children, and predominantly women and young girls who are disproportionately affected within the trafficking trade, are protected. Right now, it's estimated 22% of victims being trafficked in the EU are children. An estimate from an Irish perspective is 1,000 children currently right now are being trafficked, many being moulded for selling drugs, for sexual exploitation, for running with gangs.
Agus an ish an nocht a leif eich colum ferretar.
Se war mahas a colum ferretar an sio. Scale a hui ar dus agus ta raktiacht act changan na gilig a cart a fridge na keimana jerry agus eintu an rí buint se ma aige. Rud a chélíonn go bhfuil sé anois ina ach teanga go hoffaigiúil. Cruthe hí an bile post an comisisin ar a géalaige a mé se mar dúlgus ar caiidjin iachhlaachtas a monitorál do údaras a phoblis na sé Hondé agus háis garam a dhéanamh ar an chosc ar úsáid na géalaige sna cuairtena. Jen hi an offigan commissioner a wonu solar vager le in ele ni ele sa rakti at hen a einu maris chi. Ta an estiocht galta ag udrasta giltacta da hogri a chorhi jeshin a fastiocta ar foil I ganthar giltacta harta ar an cheer ta na pasta na nua a gruhu an arnyalaha na dorasarocta a mask na dogri sanir huskert na an colart Cora Chinny ar a Val Cara in Nunanal, a Vian Egjaru, Augusic Taragu, Tralov Brachori, Augus Monotorocta or Kursi Cholta, Augus Coheel, the Quigus of Three Host Nua, a Krohu and Shin, Litak Yotar, O Anestiotan Udrich, Malu Anestioti and Okomai, so called Tan Cracks, na Crick, Egantra Geltok, the Dunanal Komai. A mesha the non Ferberti Yanu Haragi, August Onad Kurcharia Oscoch, and a Kruhohar Shard Bost Ur. A mask na technoliacta at a lucha sa flan technoliacta don Giliga, Noctu Arena Shartinia na Arden, a Coran Erchomus, Lehari takes a yaktu and a rea canunia, August Becanturi Giliga, a will me Homus or who. Abelta lias a winch a mahas an technoliacht sin con comersaj efacta a yenif lo kudamori agus salafri het servishi in gelige. Agus be a cracker na nolaga an sin an leiru de chudj pobleskol gidoor er an ard an an ort an araclan gidoor an neola agus a jaihul la tan a darsha ar oskulj agus shart a clog. Sin ba chudj eligulier slan agus barach.
Good morning, Colum Augustinish on I'm sure. Staying cold for the rest of the evening with icy stretches, some lying snow and freezing fog in a few spots. We'll see scattered showers of rain, hail and sleet in light breezes. Some of those showers will fall as snow, but mainly on higher ground. Very cold tonight with a widespread sharp to severe frost, icy stretches, scattered wintry showers of rain, hail, sleet and snow. They'll become isolated by morning. Some patches of freezing fog in lows of -4 to -1 degrees Celsius. In light breezes. Tomorrow, Saturday, again very cold with frost and ice lingering in parts. Patches of freezing fog lingering as well. Largely dry with isolated wintry showers, bright spells, highs of just 1 to plus 4 degrees Celsius in light northwest breezes. It'll be coldest where fog lingers. Headlines in brief. Minister Charlie McConnellogue has had discussions today with officials from Donegal County Council to ensure that storage and accommodation grants are paid next week to people in dangerous defective block properties. A diner in Donegal has been issued a closure notice after a dead mouse was found in a trap at the rear of the kitchen. The notice was issued last month and it was rescinded 3 days later, once the issue was addressed. The former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdall will be brought before the Special Criminal Court on Monday to testify against Jerry the Monk Hutch. The non-jury court heard today he's still being assessed for the witness protection programme, but Mr Hutch is anxious that the trial continues. And a Donegal GP who chairs the IMO's GP committee says doctors have been inundated with demands for antibiotics and that is contributing to a medicine shortage. Next news at 6. Good evening.
Obituary notices for Friday evening, December 9th. The death has taken place of Anne O'Donnell, Nee McGettigan, Lisieux, Glen Carr, Letterkenny, County Donegal. Requiem Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Burial afterwards in the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. House strictly private. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Jim McGlynn Funeral Director, Glen Carr, Letterkenny. The death has taken place of Sheila Gadsby, formerly Green, of Carrow Cannon, Fulcarra, County Donegal. Reposing at her late residence on Saturday from 12 noon with rosary at 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 12:30 p.m. to St Finian's Church, Fulcarra, for 1 p.m. Mass with burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Cahill Carlin, 12 Cashlane Court, Castlefin, and formerly of Tipperary Town and Ballina, County Mayo, reposing at the family home in Castlefin from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral leaving the family home on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for Mass in St Mary's Church, Castlefin, at 11 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the St Mary's Church, Castlefin YouTube channel. The death has taken place of Kathleen Harkin, Nee Farron, Railway Gatehouse, Drumna Ho, Letterkenny. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her late residence, which is strictly private to family only, please. Removal from there on Sunday morning at 11:15 a.m, going to St Union's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 12 noon Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards to Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Paddy McLean, Coshna Finn, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet today, with visiting from 7 p.m. until rosary at 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 4 p.m. until removal at 5 p.m. to the Church of Mary Immaculate Stornoller to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning, with interment afterwards in Stornoller Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Oliver McDade, Castle Third, Carrigans, County Donegal. Oliver will be reposing at his late residence from 7 p.m. this evening and all day tomorrow. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral leaving his late residence on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 p.m. going to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnson, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the All Saints Church Cemetery, Newtown, Cunningham. Family flyers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Newtown Cunningham Community First Responders, care of any family member, or Kelly's funeral director. The death has taken place of Mary Hepburn, Trenta, St Johnson, reposing at her late residence. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. for service in Craigadoos Parish Church at 2 p.m. followed by burial in the family plot in St Union's Cathedral, Raphoe. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member, or Gibson's funeral director. And the death has taken place of Henry McLaughlin, Derrin, Ballymagan, Buncrana. His remains are en route to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, to repose overnight at the request of the deceased. Requiem Mass will take place there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.